Well, it's a tough set of numbers for national carrier Qantas with its first half numbers. Not surprising, though, of course, considering the situation, and even slightly ahead of some analyst expectations. So we had revenue falling by 75% to roughly $2.3 billion. Its underlying loss before tax just above that $1 billion mark, also coming from a $771 million profit the year before. Qantas, not surprisingly, scrapping its interim dividend for the half. So COVID-19 has certainly played a very big part in Qantas results. We've seen over this first half alone, revenue hit by roughly $7 billion. Qantas has said since the start of the pandemic, revenue hit by around $11 billion. Its passenger numbers also down about 83% on at the same time last year. So there have been differing impacts, of course, to its domestic and international businesses. Domestic passenger flights faring slightly better, revenue coming in at about $1 billion. That's about 44% of group numbers. It is still only operating at about 30% pre-COVID levels. Its international business trading at about 8% of pre-COVID numbers. But there is some support for international, its international segment, in terms of its freight business, which has seen record performance for the half. Net freight revenue actually up around 24% with increased online and e-commerce activity certainly helping that part of the business. And lastly, loyalty has performed quite well. Again, frequent flyer members lifting to 13.5 million. It's retail businesses like Qantas Wines and also the Qantas store seeing increased shopping online, particularly customers wanting to use or earn points without flying. So moving forward, the focus certainly remains on cost reduction for Qantas, about $600 million in annual savings this financial year, up to $1 billion by FY23. It is expecting domestic capacity to progressively improve over the second half. Its international flights, though, looking to start around October of 2021.